So today's topic is going to be from this week's parsha, again a kachim related topic. Eish HaMizbeach, the eish, the fire that was mitzvah to have a fire constantly on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Referring now to the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, there are two Mizbeachos in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, which was next to the Shulchan and the Menorah, which is Mizbeach HaKetores, which they used to put the Ketores on every day. And there was the outer Mizbeach, where they'd bring the Tumid every single day and all the other Karbanos. That was outside, was in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside of the, it was called the Heichal. And it was much larger, it had a ramp to get up on top of the Mizbeach. So on this Mizbeach, there were a number of Marachos, a number of fires that were placed on top of the Mizbeach. So we're going to discuss in particular the Eish, the fire that was required to be there constantly every single day, perhaps all day. So let's go through that. So the Pesukim in the beginning of Parshat Tzav, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Tzav es Aaron ves Bonov Lemor, Zos Taras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola Amokde Al Mizbeach, Kol Ha'layla, Ad Ha'boker Ve'esh Ha'mizbeach Tukad Bo. So this is this is how you set up the top of the Mizbeach, that all night there should be a burning fire, Tukad Bo. Then the next Kol Pesukim discussed Trumas Hadeshin, the Kohen would remove some of the ashes every day to place it on the side. And then Pasuk Hey, once again we say V'ha'ish al ha'mizbeach tukad bo. We repeat the same lashon that the fire was on top of the mizbeach lo sichbe. You can't extinguish it. Uvir aleh ha'kohen etzim baboker barach aleh fiktir aleh ha'chaveh shlamim. And you'd put karbanos on top of this fire. And then once again a third time to mention ish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe. So a number of times the phrase ish tamid is found in this first few psukim of the parsha. And a number of times, lo sichbe, the iser, to extinguish the fire, is mentioned as well. So what exactly is the mitzvah of the fire here? So the Gemara in Yuma, it's really Mishnah, Mem Gemel Mem Beis, is as follows. Bechol Yom, every single day of the year, Hayusham Arba Marachos, there were four fires on top of the Mizbeach, V'hayom Chamesh. Today, referring to Yom Kippur, Gemara Yuma, on Yom Kippur there were five different fires. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chol yom shalosh. Every single day of the year, there were three fires on top of the Mizbeach. V'ayom arba. Today, Yom Kippur, there were four. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, b'chol yom shtayim v'ayom shalosh. No, every day there were only two, and today on Yom Kippur, there were three. So machlokas tanaim, three-way machlokas, how many fires were there every single day on top of the Mizbeach? So the Gemara explains on Daf Memhe what exactly each of these fires, all marachos, were used for. Tanur Rabbanan, b'chol yom hayu shtay marachos v'ayom shalosh. Every day there are two, Yom Kippur there are three. Achas maracha gedola. One of them was the big maracha gedola. The big fire was used for the carbon tumid every single day, and all the other carbonos were placed on this big bonfire on top of the Mizbeach. V'achas maracha shniyah shel ketores. And there was a second, a smaller fire, that they used the fire and the coals from that smaller fire to be brought for the ketores, to burn the spices for the ketores. And then the achas, and there was a third one, shemosifin bo bayom. This third one for Yom Kippur was a special one lit for Yom Kippur, a special fire for Yom Kippur. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says no. Bechol yom shalosh vayom arba. He was of the opinion that every day there was three, Yom Kippur there was four. So what were they all used for? Achas shel maracha gedola. One was the big bonfire for the karbanos. V'achas maracha shniyah shel ketores. The second one was used for the ketores to burn the spices. The third one was a kim ha'esh, just to be a fire there. There was a special kim, a special mitzvah to have a fire there, untouched. And there was a fourth one specially added for Yom Kippur. And finally, Rabbi Meir Omer, b'chol yom arba v'yom chamesh, every day there was four, Yom Kippur was five. What were they for? Achash amaracha gedola, one for the big bonfire. Achash amaracha shaniyah shel ketores. One of them was for the small one used for the ketores, the achash akim ha'esh. The third one was the special fire to have a fire lit there. The achash, the fourth one, the evarim upedarim shel nisachlum be'erev. These were the limbs of the karbanos that were not burnt from the evening, from the day. They were burnt all night on this fourth fire. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir. The achash shemosifin baba yom. And there's a fifth one added special for Yom Kippur. So those are three shitas. How did they know how many marachos? How did they know how many fires were used? So the Gemara says, the Chuli Ama Mias Tarti Islo. Everyone agrees that minimum you needed two fires. At least Maracha Gedola, the big bonfire, and Maracha Shel Ketores for the Ketores. How do they know that? Minolon. Amar Kra, Hi Ha'ola Al Mokta Al Mizbech Kol Alayla. That pasuk is Zu Maracha Gedola. Our pasuk. Ve'esha Al Mizbech Tukat Bo. Another pasuk in Parshat Tzav, Zu Maracha Shnir Shektaras. Those two psukim are telling us the first two marachos. Rabbi Yossi, who holds Kim Ha'esh Minale, how does he know the third maracha every day that you need a Kim Sha'esh? Nafkale mi va'esh al ha'mizbech tukat bo. The repetition of that phrase, va'esh al mizbech tukat bo, tells us there's a special kim ha'esh, a special bonfire just to have a fire being lit there on the mizbech every single day. So that's the, we're going to discuss now, that kim ha'esh, what exactly was this mitzvah to have a fire being lit on the mizbech every single day? What exactly was the reason, what was the function for it, what exactly is the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah of this kim ha'esh? So Rashi there in Maseches Yuma Daf Mem Hey writes, Shel kima esh, she'im ein esh shel maracha gedola miskaber. If the fire of the big bonfire, the maracha gedola, was not strong enough, it was starting to dwindle, mosifin olav mizeh. They would add on from the kim shel esh. The kim shel esh was simply there as a backup to fuel the larger maracha gedola. It was no mitzvah on its own right to have a fire there. It was just simply there to be a backup fire in case the larger bonfire was going out. They could quickly get some fire from the kodesh to help relight and strengthen the fire of the maracha gedola. It was a backup. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim Perek Beis Halacha Dalad writes as follows: Shalosh marachos shel esh osin barosh hamizbech b'chol yom. Three marachos he passes like that opinion that there were three marachos every single day. Rishona maracha gedola shalem makriven hatamin imshar karbanos. The first one, the bigger one, as we said, was for the karbon, for the tamid and the other karbanos. Shania b'tzida, next to it was the second, the smaller one. Shemi mena lokin es esh b'machta lehaktiv k'toras b'chayom. They would take the fire from the smaller one for the k'toras. And shlishis ein aleklum. Nothing was for it. Well, nothing was on it. Ela lekayim mitzvah ha'esh. Simply to be mekayim a mitzvah of esh. It wasn't. There was no function. He wasn't. Doesn't tell us the Rambam that there's a purpose to back up the esh of the Maracha Gedola. It was simply there to be there. Shenemar esh tamid tukad. There's a mitzvah b'fnei atma to have el esh being constantly lit on the Mizbeach. Nothing to do with the other Marachos. And he goes on to Lachahe to explain the Pesukim, how we know this. Similar to this, the Sefer Chinuch writes, that's also a mitzvah b'fnei atma. The question is, what is the mitzvah to have kima shalish? Is there ma'aseh mitzvah to light it every single day, this kim shalish? That every morning and every evening you should light something from this kim shalish? Or no, there's a din in the totsa, that as a result, there should be a kim shalish. You have to light something to get there, but the mitzvah is the ultimate goal to have a kim shalish. Again, is there a ma'aseh mitzvah to actually light it every single day? Or no, the ma'aseh mitzvah is, that's just a heksha mitzvah to light it. But the real mitzvah is the kim, the result, to have the esh being lit there. So we read through the Chinuch and the next Rambam, we'll see, it seems to be a machlokes. They both hold it's a kim shel esh. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It has nothing to do with the maracha gedola. It is not a backup. But they're going to argue, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the ma'isa halakha? Or is the mitzvah to have a kim shel esh in totsah? So Sefer Chinuch writes, in mitzvah kuf lamed beis, the mitzvah is halakas esh al mizbech b'chol yom. He writes, "Lahavir esh al mizbech b'chayom tamid." You should burn the fire on top of the mizbech every day. Shenemar esh tamid tukar al mizbech. Uba, what does it mean tamid? Uba perish al tamid. Kolomar lahasim bo etzim baboker ubein harbaim. To place on it wood in the morning and the evening. It seems to me the Sefer Chinuch will be much clearer and conscious to the Rambam in a moment, but it seems to the Chinuch there's the Ma'isa Mitzvah, he understands the Ma'isa Mitzvah as placing wood in the morning and night. That's the Mitzvah, to place it in the morning and the evening. Not that the Hasamas Eitzim is a Hechsher, but that's actually the Ma'isa Mitzvah, placing the wood in the morning and the evening. And he goes on to explain, Val Yiksha Lecha Lemur Mahi Mitzvah, don't tell me what's the purpose of this Mitzvah. Don't you need the fire anyways? Because you have to burn the karbanos? What's the purpose of this separate mitzvah of esh? Below esh, obviously without fire you can't burn the karbanos. So what's the point of this? The telling us there's a mitzvah of esh? Ki mitzvah zu b'fnei atzmahi. This is an independent mitzvah. Ki milvad esh hatzarach lekarban. Aside from the fire you needed for the karbanos, how you ba'urim esh mizbeach lemitzvah zu. There was a special kim to have the fire burning there, nothing to do with the karbanos. there's a third maracha to have fire being lit on the Mizbech constantly. Not like the Rashi that it was a backup, but there was a separate mitzvah. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the mitzvah? To light it once in the morning and to light it once in the evening through giving and placing Eitzim there. By giving it fuel of fire once in the morning, once at night, that was the mitzvah, placing the Eitzim on the Mizbech. However, you look at the Rambam in Mitzvah Aseh Chavtes, he writes, HaMitzvah Shetzivanu Lahavir HaEsh Al Mizbech V'chol Yom Tamid V'hu Amru Yisaleh Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbech Lo Sichbe. Fine, he's quoting the Pesukim. V'zeh Lo Yitochein El B'ma Shetzivah Lehasmid Lehasim Eitzim Beboker U'bin Harbayim. This is impossible to accomplish a constant fire without fueling it with wood in the morning and night. He doesn't say that he's not defining the mitzvah as having to place it there as you're being mekayim the mitzvah when you place the wood there. The Rambam says it's impossible without doing that. In other words, the hechsher mitzvah, the only way to accomplish it is through placing wood there. Placing the wood itself is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the fire being lit. You obviously need to fuel it with wood to have it being constantly being lit. So I think that's in strong contrast to the Chinuch, who thinks, no, when he says, Boha Perishel Tamid, what does that mean? Kolomer Lahasim Bo Eitzim, the Chinuch says, to place the Eitzim, to place the wood, that is the Maisa Mitzvah. So to summarize right now, we have three Shitas in the Rishonim. What is the Mitzvah of Kim Shel Eish of the Mizbeach? Rashi thinks the Kim Shel Eish is simply a backup for the fire of the Maracha Gedola, a backup of the larger bonfire on the Mizbeach. And the Sefer Chinuch and Rambam both think it's a mitzvah b'fnei asma to have a kim shel eish, nothing to do with the maracha gedola. However, they do argue, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to do a maisa of placing fire, placing wood every morning, every evening? That's the Chinuch. Or no, the result is the mitzvah. To have the fire is the mitzvah, but obviously you can't accomplish that without placing wood, and that placing the wood would only be a hechsher mitzvah. That's Shitas Rambam. Now you look at the Rambam in the few other places where he describes the mitzvah, I think this idea comes a little clearer, at least the last one we'll see. In the Minyan HaKatzer, the Rambam wears his abridged version of the mitzvahs, he writes, La'aroch eish b'mizbech ha'ola tamid, shenemar eish tamid tuk al ha'mizbech. La'aroch sounds more like a ma'isa mitzvah, not so much that we were understanding the Rambam. Sounds more din of the ma'isa, not din of the totzah. So too in the Koteris of the Rambam in Hilchas Tamidim, he says Lahadlik Esha al Mizbeach b'chol yom, also sounds as a mitzvah in the Hadlaka. So the Minyan HaKatzer, it's not always the best place to look at it. The Koteris, oftentimes, I think I once had a mahalach on this, that the Rambam in the Koteris sometimes describes the actions. He's not understanding the nature of the mitzvah necessarily, but he's trying to describe what the action needs to be done for the mitzvah, but not necessarily the nature of the mitzvah. So that's to throw out that Rambam. But it's clear in the Rambam, in the Yad Chazak itself, in the Hilchos Tamidim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, he writes, Mitzvah Aseh Lihios Eish. The mitzvah is to have an Eish, to have fire. Not that it's to lahalik or la'aroch, but that there should be a fire. It's a din in having the fire, the result of the fire being there. Yekuda Al Mizbeach Tamid. So I think it's clear from the Rambam that it's a din in having the fire there, and not so much in lighting it each day, each morning and each evening. The Meiri, if you look at the Meiri, Meiri actually has an interesting Lashon. I think he quotes Lashon the Rambam, but he understands the mitzvah being a Maisa mitzvah. I didn't write down the Meiri, but you could look there what he says in Yuma, Lam, and Gimel, and Aleph. So right now, we have three Shitas, and we've shown him what exactly the mitzvah of Eish, Kima Eish is. So now we have to understand what does it mean, Tamid. The Pasuk says Tamid, it has to be there constantly, the Eish. So what does Tamid mean? We discussed also last time when we did Lechem upon the Sugya, does Tamid mean that you have to do it in the morning, and then in the evening you put in the new Lechem, or Tamid meant actually the Shulchan could never be without bread. There always has to be bread. Here too also, does Tamid mean once in the morning, once in the evening, or does Tamid mean constantly? There always needs to be a fire. So the Minchas Chinuch here weighs in on this, and he says, L'havir eish al ha-mizbech b'chol yom Tamid, ayin Rambam perek beiz mitkmidim musafim, U'mitzvah zu hainu la'aruch eish b'boker u'bein harabayim b'chol yom v'zeh nekrit tamid. This is called tamid kimo karbon tamid she'enu el b'boker u'bein harabayim, once in the morning, once in the evening. V'nikrit tamid v'chein neros kimo shekasav Rashi u'dvarov im niskabe ha'eish b'yom o b'layla ein mitzvah lahavir. If it happens to extinguish in the middle of the day, there's no requirement to relight the fire, says the Minchas Chinuch, because the mitzvah is to light it in the morning once, and to light it in the evening. If it extinguishes, all right, there's no mitzvah to re-light this eish. That mitzvah he rak baboker uba erev. But then he goes on to say, but midivrei harambam enonir kein rak hamitzvah he shelo yihya mizbech below eish, that the mizbech should never be without a fire. Af rege achet. There should be constantly a fire there without a moment going by without there being any fire being lit. And there should never be a moment without there being fire. And if it were to go out in the middle of the day, there would be a mitzvah to relight this fire. Because Tamid, according to the Rambam, means constantly. V'im hayam mizbech below ish rega achas avru al hamitzvah asay ayin Rambam. So Minchas Chinuch says it seems to be machlokes what he thinks and what the Rambam says, that he thinks the mitzvah Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is to light it once in the morning, once in the evening, and the Rambam thinks it's to have it constantly. And I think this machlokes connects back to what we said before, machlokes Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam. For Rashi, the mitzvah of the ish is simply to be a backup. So I would think the Rashi would think that what would Tumid mean for according to Rashi? He would think that you need Tumid would mean constantly. If it's there to be a backup, you have to have a backup ready at any moment. So Rashi would be in agreement with the Rambam that it should be constantly, and if it goes out for a moment, you would have to relight it. According to the Rambam also makes sense, because the Rambam, we said the mitzvah is to have a kim shel ish. Although it's bifnei atzma, it's a dim bifnei atzma, nothing to do with the maracha gadola, nothing to do with the big bonfire, it's its own mitzvah, still the Rambam learned that the mitzvah was to have an eish there being lit the whole time. Lehiyos eish, that there should be a fire, not lehalik eish, but lehiyos eish. And therefore for the Rambam it should also be constant, and if it were to go out, you would have to relight the eish. But according to the Sefer Achinuch though, who thinks that no, the maisim, it's a maisim mitzvah. There's a ma'isa mitzvah to put wood in the morning and to add wood in the evening. That was the ma'isa mitzvah. Your yotzei wants to do it in the morning, and if it goes out in the afternoon, then you wouldn't have to relight it. Yeah.
According to Rashi, it's only a backup, so then wouldn't it be okay if it went out?
But it wouldn't serve its purpose as a backup. It has to always be there ready. You're suggesting maybe only if the Maracha Gdola were to go out, and then you have no backup, then it would be a bitul aser. As you suggest them. But the mitzvah is, even though the mitzvah is to have it as a backup, that is the nature of it. So if it's not serving as a backup, it's not ready, so I would think you would be mevatel the asay also. The Ramban in Parshat Tzav, he writes, he also weighs in on the issue, and he says, Yomer shetukad b'mizbech kol alayla, it should be, the fire should be there all night. Ki mitzvah shiasimu bayom Eitzim harbe, the mitzvah is to place wood, a lot of wood, on the daytime. Kidei shelo yisachlu legamrei v'yichba ha'esh mimenu. The purpose of the mitzvah is to make sure, to ensure that the fire never extinguishes. Not that there's a mitzvah once in the morning, once in the evening. Rather, the mitzvah is to have it there constantly, and you have to ensure that it will never go out. It has to be constant, just like Shitas HaRambam. The Sefer HaChinuch, at the end, he always writes, who's chayv the mitzvah and who's mevatel the mitzvah. So at the end of this mitzvah, he writes, v'noheges bizman habayis, b'zuchei kuna, v'imlo heviru ha-kohanim aracha shlishus b'mizbeach, bitlu mitzvah asezu. And if the kohanim do not light this third maracha, then they're going to be mevatel and aseh. There needs to be a third maracha, and without that, mevatel and aseh. The Minchas Chinuch, however, argues, he says, l'ani estaiti pasha de mitzvah zu, it's clear to him that your yotze be'eze eish hein mehem aracha gdola o maracha be'ez da mitzah sheyeh eish. Minchas Chinuch argues, what do you mean? If I don't light a third maracha, I'm going to be mevatel and aseh? Why? I still have the two other fires going on in mizbech. I have the larger maracha, the larger bonfire for the karbanos. I have the smaller fire for the ketores. Isn't that going to be a kim and eish tamid also? So Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, for sure, you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah with those other marachos. He brings a raya of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that you only need two fires, right? He was of the opinion you only need two fires. Maybe Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, I think. So what about him? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who only has two fires, you have the larger maracha and the smaller maracha. How is he mekayin the mitzvah of Eish Tamid? So Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that you're mekayin the Eish Tamid through the other marachos. So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechachila, well, everybody else should hold that bidyevit. It should work also. Although lechachila, you should have a third maracha, it's only an independent thing. Well, if you don't have that, you're still mekayim it through the other marachos that are there. And then he goes on to bring Shitas Rashi, and Rashi holds the whole purpose of the Kiyum Shel Eish is to serve as a backup for the Maracha Gedola. So if the Maracha Gedola, I guess it's similar to what you're saying, if the Maracha Gedola is there lit right now, that it has the fire on the bonfire is right there, so you're not Mevatel. It's only Mevatel the Mitzvah say if there's no fire at all. That's Minchas Chinuch. That you're not Mevatel the Asay as long as there are other fires on the Mizbeach. What's Pshat in the Sefer HaChinuch though? So I think it's clear that Sefer HaChinuch is going to Shitaso. The Sefer HaChinuch did not learn Pshat like Rashi, that the function of the Eish was to serve as a backup of the Maracha Gedola. There is an independent mitzvah, Bifnei Atmo, he writes, to have a Kiyum Shel Eish. There's supposed to be this independent fire there, nothing to do with the other Marachos. And if that third fire is in there, you're Mevata the Asay. Nothing to do with the other Marachos. Even though the other Marachos are being lit, you're not Mekayim, this mitzvah Bifnei Atmo. This Kiyum Shel Eish has nothing to do with the Maracha Gedola. According to Rashi, like the Minchas Chinuch writes, the function of the Kiyum Shel Eish was to help back up the Maracha Gedola. It makes sense that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah if that Maracha Gedola is being lit. But if it's a mitzvah Bifnei Atmo, you shouldn't be Mekayim, and you wouldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah through the other Marachos. The Lacha Mishnah brings out this Machlokas as well in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tzvidim Musafim. He machokes Rashi versus Rambam, whether or not it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo or simply serves as a backup. And then he writes in the second paragraph here of Amikol Makom, Aliba Duchli Alma, everybody agrees, Vadai Shem Arocha Shokima Eish Havizulas Hashnei Gezira Eitzim. It was just aside from the Shnei Gezira Eitzim. They would, every morning, they'd place Shnei Gezira Eitzim, they'd place two beams of wood on the Maracha Gedola. And it was clear that this Kiyum Shel Eish has nothing to do with these Shnei Gezira Eitzim. The Shnei Gezira Eitzim was what they placed on the Maracha Gedola. Nothing to do with the Kiyum Shel Eish. Because the Shnei Gezira Eitzim nafkalami ube'er ale ha'kohen Eitzim ha'boker, to separate pasuk. That's one pasuk. V'hach the Kiyum Ha'eish nafkalami kra diva eish ha'mez be'ach tu gabo. And Kiyum Shel Eish is a different pasuk. So Gezira Eitzim has nothing to do with the Kiyum Shel Eish. V'od, furthermore, how do I know that? Not only are they two different psukim, the Shnei Eitzim and the Eish Kiyum Shel Eish, but also, furthermore, he writes, that Shnei Gezira Eitzim Masimin al Maracha Gedola. The Shnei Gezira Eitzim were placed on the larger Maracha, not on the Kiyum Shel Eish. So they're two different things. Shnei Gezira Eitzim has to do with the Maracha Gedola, and Kiyum Shel Eish is something different. Next paragraph, he writes, Al Karach Ani Tumiyah Me'od Al Rav Mar-Liyah Mizrachis Shekosim Parsha Sav, that Shem Maracha Shekim Ha'ish He Hashnei Gzir Eitzim. The Kiyum Shel Eish, he writes, was actually on the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Shekosur Sham V'Achar Shesider also Haya Nasan Ala Acharkach Shnei Gzir Eitzim. After you do the Maracha Gedola, then you place the Shnei Gzir Eitzim on top of the Maracha Gedola. Kidei Lahosiv Lahavara Yisera. In order to have added fuel, a larger fire. V'zos HaMaracha Nikres Maracha Shekim HaEish. So what's the Shita? Lecha Mishnah doesn't like it at all. They're arguing whether the Kiyum Shel Eish was actually the Maisa placed on the Maracha Gedola or it was a separate thing. And this is this very same issue we've been talking about up until now. That Rav Mizrachi thought that the Kiyum Shel Eish was simply there to be a backup, like Rashi learned. A backup for the Maracha Gedola. And that's why he held this Kiyum Shel Eish was placed in this larger Maracha Gedola. It was placed there because it was there to back it up, to give it more fuel. Lecha Mishnah was uncomfortable with that because he learned more like Rambam, I assume, that Kiyum Shel Eish was a din b'fnei atzmo. It was a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo and nothing to do with the Maracha Gedola. And that's, I think, the Machlokes, Lecha Mishnah versus Rav Mizrachi here. So, those Shitas, right now we have a number of issues. What? How do you understand Talmud? Is it constantly? Is it in the morning? Is it evening? How do you understand Makom Eish? Where do you place this Kiyum Shel Eish? Is it in the Maracha Gedola or is it separate? And are you Mekayim the mitzvah? Are you Mevatel the mitzvah if the Kiyum Shel Eish is out, if the other Marachos are still being lit, are you mevatel the mitzvah or not? All goes back to the same issue, the relationship of the kim shel esh to the other marachos. Now there's a brisker rav in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph and Beis, which says that yesh ladaktik de be'esh shemayim shel hamizbech eino miskayim mitzvahs kim ha'esh. The fire that comes down from Shemayim, and the Chazal tell us that Mizbech actually was lit every day, Mishemayim, a fire did come down on Mizbech. Nonetheless, there was still a mitzvah to light it. Ayde Hedya. Even though it was being lit by Shemayim anyways, there was still a mitzvah on the Kohen to light it. And the reason I may as well mention now, it's connected to what Rav Kamenetsky was mentioning before, the Sefer Chinuch says, what's the point of that? Why do we have to light an Eish Shehedyot if an Eish Mishamayim is coming down every day? So he writes, Sefer Chinuch explains, that the whole purpose of that is the Nisim happen to us every single day. We don't necessarily recognize and can see these Nisim, because everything happens in a natural way, so it seems. So here too also, this is symbolic of the Kohen lighting it, is trying to say that we're putting a natural fire here to cover up the Nes of the Eish Shel Shemayim. And it's our avoda to try to find out the Nisim and everything that seems natural, that seems Teva, it's our avoda to try to find the Nes behind that. So here too also, we're highlighting that same idea, we're lighting Eish Shel Hedyot, even though we really don't need it, there's an Eish Shel Shemayim, but still nonetheless, that's the point. So, are you yod to the mitzvah with an Eish Shel Shemayim? Let's say the Kohen never lights the fire, but the Eish Shel Shemayim comes down and lights this Kiyum Shel Esh. So the Brisker Rav writes, the Be'esh Shemayim Shel Mizbech Eino Miskayim Mitzvahs Kiyum Esh. You're not yod to the mitzvah with the Eish Shel Shemayim. Now this question, whether that's true or not, I think is taller in this issue. If it's a Maisa Mitzvah, like the Sefer HaChinuch understood, there's a Maisa every morning to light the fire and every evening to light the fire. So in Echanami, you're right, you wouldn't be yod to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Maisa, a Maisa Halakha. But if you learn according to the Rambam, and perhaps Rashi as well, let's do the Rambam first, then the mitzvah is to have a fire there, L'hiyos Eish, that there should be a fire on the Mizbech. It's just impossible to do it without, you know, adding fuel to it. Well, if it's accomplished through the Eish Shel Shemayim, if it's accomplished that way, the Maisa mitzvah is really irrelevant. So as long as the fire is being lit, there's a fire in the Mizbech, you would be mekayim the mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, I would think, it would be against this brisker of Rashi as well, I think. If you have the fire, the Eish Shel Shemayim, that's being lit there, even though I myself didn't light it, but the fire is there and it's accessible, I could use it as a backup, as a substitute for the Maruch HaGadolah, I think Rashi also would argue on this brisker of. Now, aside from the mitzvah's asay of having a kim shel esh, there's also an iser to extinguish this fire. You cannot extinguish the esh shel the shel mizbeach. The Rambam writes in mitzvah lo sase pe'alef, v'mitzvah pe'alef hi shehiziranu michbos esh mizbeach. You can't extinguish it. Who amru yisalin our parsha esh tamin tukar al mizbeach lo sichbe. You can't extinguish it. Ubisifra lo sichbe melamed shekola mechabe over below sase. Anybody who extinguishes it is over the iser. Even one coal, and you get malchus for this. So you look in the Gemara Zvachim Tzadi Alpha and Beis, there's interesting machlokas here. Amar Shmuel says, Hamis Nadev Yain. Someone who says, I want to, you know, pledges, I'm going to give Yain as a carbon. So maybe Mizalfa Agav Ha'ishim. He could bring wine and he could pour it on top of the Mizbech. My time, the Pasuk says, V'yayin ta'kriv l'nesa chatzi ha'in ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. The Pasuk says, even yayin can be viewed as a hakrava. I think I discussed with some of you, yayin, nisach ha'yayin, whether that was nisach ha'mayim, nisach ha'yayin, whether that itself might have been a hakrava, or nisach ha'yayin was simply there to misayaya in the carbon tumid. I think we discussed that, no? A little bit, remember that? I think so. Anyway, so you're able to pour the wine on top of the mizbeach as a hakrava. And the Gemara asks, "V'ha'ka mechabe? Aren't you going to extinguish the fire by pouring the wine on top of the fire? You're going to extinguish the fire and over the isyasei of lo sichbe." So the Gemara answers, "Kiboy mixas lo shmei kiboy. No, only a little bit's going to go out. You're not going to wipe out the entire bonfire on top. Some of it, you'll lose some of the fire, but kiboy mixas lo shmei kiboy. Extinguishing some of it is not going to be a problem." Aini, is that really true? V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Amorid Gacheles Me'al Gabi Hezbech V'chiba Chayiv. Doesn't Rav Nachman hold if you remove a coal from top of the fire, you're chayiv if you extinguish it? one kol. I remove one kol, I'm chayiv. So it seems that kibbutz mechitzas would be considered a kibbutz. No, dilek elahai. The Gemara answers no. That case where you remove the kol, where that was the last kol in the mizbeach, nothing else existed. Had there been more and you extinguished that gachelas, you wouldn't be over the iser. Then the Gemara answers differently. No, kibbutz de mitzvah shiny. No, really, kibbutz mechitzas is considered a problem. You cannot even extinguish a little bit. Why are you allowed to pour wine over it? Because when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah of my nadava that I needed to give, so then I'm able to be over the aseh for that reason. Either way, what comes out, there are two days in the Gemara whether kibbutz mechitzas shmei kibbutz or lo shmei kibbutz. What is machlokas? So I think it might go back to the understanding of the Eish, the mitzvah of Eish HaMizbeach. If the mitzvah of Eish HaMizbeach is to have a fire there constantly, so who cares if I extinguish part of the fire? The fire still is going to be there. There's still going to be a fire on top of the Mizbeach. So I haven't been Mevatel De'aseh. So kibbutz mechitzas is lo shmei kibbutz. It's not considered extinct. Not over the iser if part of it goes out. Only if all of it goes out, only if you entirely uproot the kiyum shel eish, there's no fire anymore, then will you be over the iser. And the other opinion would say no, that there's no mitzvah of kiyum shel eish, of having it being there. And the mitzvah is to light it once in the morning, once in the evening. And the iser lo sichba is entirely different iser. You can't extinguish any part of the fire, even though there still exists the fire. If I diminish any amount of it, any kibbutz, that's going to be considered the over the iser of lo sichba. And in fact, Rashi writes there in Zvachim, lo shmei kibbutz, that kibbutz mechitzas, so if I extinguish a part of it, it will not be considered kibbutz. The lo kapit kra ela eish tamid tuka al mizbeach. What's the reasoning? Because the pasuk was only concerned with the eish tamid, with the eish being there. Even though I extinguish part of it, as long as there still is an eish tamid, I'm not going to be over the iser of lo sichba. And the Sifra on this parsha writes, brings a machlokas, whether the iser existed of lo sichba during the traveling basaos, while the Bnei Yisrael traveled from place to place in the midbar. And they take apart the mishkan, take apart all the kelim, they walk to the midbar to the next destination. Is there an iser to extinguish the fire while walking in the midbar? So I think this machlokas would also connect. When you remove the mishkan, you remove all the kelim, the mizbeach pashtuses, the mizbeach has no, there's no mizbeach anymore. You don't view the aron, maybe the aron has the status of the aron, but the other kelim may not have the status of the kelim. The mizbeach, the shulchan, may not have the status of a kelim because it's not part of the mishkan, it's taken apart. So there's no mitzvah anymore of a kiyum shel eish. There's no mitzvah of having an eish in the mizbeach because the mizbeach loses its identity. So there'd be no problem to extinguish it. But perhaps the other opinion thinks that it's not a problem of extinguishing the fire on the mizbeach. The problem is extinguishing a fire from the mizbeach, an eish shel mizbeach, a fire that was associated with the mizbeach. Not that the mizbeach needs to have a fire on top of it all the time, but the problem of lo sichba is extinguishing any fire. It's going of the opinion that, again, if I extinguish part of the fire, I'm over the essay. Oh, even part of it's considered a problem. Why don't I still have the eish on the mizbeach? The problem of lo sichba is not about removing the entire eish. The problem of lo sichba is removing some of the eish. So although you're walking in the midbar and there's no mizbeach anymore, the eish that still exists on the fire still has a shame of eish associated with the mizbeach. And you might be over the iser as well. Made a little confusing. But the Mishkan Rav takes that machlokas a little differently. He just says, machlokas, whether or not there's an iser lo sichba or not, that's totally on. He thinks the machlokas is whether there's a kim eish on mizbeach, whether the mitzvah aseh still existed while they're in the midbar. Basically, what I assumed before, that vade, there's no mizbeach anymore, there's no shame mizbeach, he thinks that might be machlokas. When you separate the mishkan, you take apart all the parts of the mishkan, does mizbeach still retain its shame mizbeach on it or not? That's what he thinks machlokas is. If you still think mizbeach retains its name, mizbeach, then it's usher to extinguish that. But if you think when you take apart the mishkan, all the kalim lose its status, lose their name, so then there'll be no mitzvah anymore, and therefore there'll be no iser anymore as well. And finally, I'll just, this Ramban here, I didn't quote the whole Ramban here, Ramban here in the beginning of Peshat Sav thinks there are actually two dinim here. The Isra Lo Sichba. There's one Lo Sichba that applies to the Kohanim, and there's one Lo Sichba that applies to any individual. It says the first Isra Lo Sichba that applies to Kohanim, that Isra is to entirely wipe out, entirely to extinguish the fire. The fire always has to be there, and it's the obligation of the Kohen to ensure that the fire always is there. That it's a kiyum shel esh, like the Rambam, that there should always be a fire in the Mizbeach. And if the Kohanim do not keep up to that, if it entirely gets wiped out, there's no longer a fire, the Kohanim are over the Isser. It's an Isser in the Totsah, the Isser in the result of the esh being there. And yet there's a second Isser, he writes, that on every single individual, that if you did a Maisa Kibo, if I extinguished even a part of the flame, I'm over the Isser as well. Even though the fire still exists on the Mizbeach, there still is a second Isser of even extinguishing one Gacheles, even one part of the fire. So he seems to say that there really are two dinim.